Hi friends, it's your girl, Becca Sarah. I hope you're doing amazing. I'm doing fine. So today I am doing a recap of this year, 2025, year 34 of HHN in Orlando. But before I start off with my whole recap, what I thought, etc., etc., I am gonna do not disclaimer, but like a question. So before I go to any of the haunted houses, to HHN in general, I watch the houses. I watch Molly from Mammoth Club. I watch her videos because she gets the media pass for the media day, which is the first night of the event. Goes through all the houses, and by then rates them and everything like that. So I always do that. I watch those videos, and then I'm like, okay, this is cool, I like this. And basically, like, my thoughts from after seeing the walkthrough, walkthrough through it is the same. And then I also do that for houses that I am not sure of or I don't want to go into already. I changed my mind and I actually am okay with going into it, or no, that will give me a panic attack and the ambulance will have to come get me in a stretcher because I was so horrified, or like I passed out because of my phobia. And one house that I really wanted to see how it was 2 years ago, I believe, was Bugs Eating Alive, the bug house. Again, I have a phobia of bugs, insects, arachnids, lizards, things like that, reptiles. So I wanted to see inside the house. I watched Molly's review on it, her going into the house. She doesn't like bugs either. We're both December Sagittarius. And from that, I was like, yep, not going. That would put me in a panic attack. I'd have I would be in a bad place and I would have to go to the hospital, or the EMT would be called and I would have to get escorted out of the house. So if you're a person that's like iffy on a house, or you think that it would be messing with your phobias, or you'll probably have a panic attack or whatever, I know like some people are like, no, you have to be surprised. And I'm like, is that the same? You won't feel the, like, what, watching it, you're not gonna be like, oh, I'm terrified. You can see like, oh yes, this is a terrifying house, but you're not going to like watching like Bugsy Alive, like a person going through the screen, you're like, oh my gosh, that's terrible. But you're not gonna actually like feel it as the intensity as it is if you were in the house. Same with like for example, last year I Insidious, best house ever, watching it, I was like, yeah, this is a scary house, I could tell. And going through it, I was like, yes, it was more intensified. So watching it, you get the gist that if it's gonna be scary or not. Going into it, it intensifies the scary or anything like that. So one thing I want to say before I get into the recap and everything and things to do, things not to do, etc., etc., I have a beef with Universal Studios Orlando, and it's just with the Orlando. So if you only have only did Universal Orlando, or you only have done Hollywood and not have done both, let me tell you this. In Hollywood, California, the Universal in Hollywood, California, you're allowed to film. It doesn't have to be media day, like the first night.
you can film the houses. You're allowed to film the houses. You're allowed to film in the houses. In Orlando, you are prohibited. There is a sign in every house saying that you cannot film. I've only messed up with it once because this year with LRTista, I'll get to it in more detail. It was in a sound stage, so you have to do different things, and with Hatchet and Chains, like, you could technically take a picture of it without getting in trouble because you're not inside the house, and then the sign wasn't there, so you wouldn't get in trouble by going into it. I didn't know because El Artista is in a sound house, sound stage. Once you get inside, even though you're not in the house and you're outside, because it's in that sound stage, you're not allowed to take a picture. I just wanted to take a picture to be like, oh, to put in my collage. They were like, no, no, no. And then I saw the sign being like, oh, you can't take pictures. Right. I was like, that was my bad. Mistake. Did that once, and that was it. Either way, like, the picture was blurry. Deleted it anyway. So, like I am a person that, like, follows rules all the time. I was like, oh, it'll be okay because I'm not inside the house. It's the outside facade. But I guess because it was in a sound stage, once you're in the sound stage, you're not allowed to take pictures. That was the first time. I don't really take pictures of, like, the houses and stuff like that. But I just thought because it was so cool looking and so cool that I wanted to take it. And that was the house that I was, like, very much wanting to go to. Same with Jason. Okay. So, my thing is, a lot of the houses, the creative team in Orlando do a really good job, especially the original houses. They look fantastic. Again, El Artista. Phenomenal. I don't get why you can't take pictures. I don't get why recording fine, but, like, why can't you take pictures? In Hollywood, they have their own original houses. You're allowed to take pictures and videotape. I don't get what the issue is, because Hollywood has the train, the studio tour, like, and you're allowed to take pictures and videotape, no issue. And Hollywood is the OG, the original one. So if Hollywood says it's okay to record HHN inside the houses, Orlando should have the same thing. And I don't get what is so horrible of after the first night people taking pictures of the house. Like, what's the issue here? And this is not just a beef or issue I have from this year. This is all the 4 years I've been to, because this year is my fourth time going to HHN, that I had an issue with. Like, why in Hollywood you're allowed to take pictures and videotape? Like, this is, like, that is, that's the place where, like, the entertainment industry is, like, biggest, besides New York, Paris, and they allow people to take pictures and videotape. And Orlando, which is not, in my opinion, lesser, even though it has, like, more space, you can't take pictures or videotape. It should at least be, like, reverse, or they should follow what Hollywood does, because it doesn't make any sense. And that's my TED talk on that. I think they should change it. I don't think, again, we all know who does the houses. We know the creative team is really great. They have credit. People, like I said, a lot of people are just going to, like I said, look at it never see, it's gonna be in their brain for that night and go away. Away. Like, oh, you remember that house? Like, that was, oh yeah. Or they won't even remember. It's like, oh, I don't remember how that looked like. I don't get what the issue is. They're not going to especially the original houses. They might do it again, but not in a long time. Like, I don't get why you can't take pictures or videotape. It doesn't make sense. Especially when Hollywood, you can. Anyway, I'm done with that. I'm just gonna get annoyed more and more. So, next, I'm gonna talk to you guys about how to efficiently do HHN in one night. So, I remember in my announcement video, I said I was gonna go to HHN for two nights because last year I did it for two nights, and I'll tell you how that came about. And this year I only did one night, and I was successful. You can do, and I'll do this, I'll say it again, you can do HHN in one night without Express, without the RIP tour, without Stay and Scream, all that extra stuff. If you want to have the extra stuff, that's fine, but you can do HHN in one night. Just plan it accordingly. Okay, so this year, and then I'm gonna tell you what I did last year. This year, I got to Universal Studios. So my time to get out of my house to drive to Universal was, 16 o'clock. In the USA, it would be 4 p.m. Was my time that I was planning on leaving my house to get to Universal at 5. I end up leaving my house at 3:40 p.m. getting to Universal, end of 4. Went to Dead Coconut Club, and then exploring all that. They had a margarita there that was lovely. I'll get to that in a second. It had dragon fruit, really good, sweet, delicious, very good. You should have it, and I will let you know what it's called. So it was called the Margarita, and it has dragon fruit, and it was $14. I got a 12-ounce single serve. Didn't I get the souvenir cup? Wasn't worth it going one time. So that's what I got at the Dead Coconut Club. Really good, delicious, yummy. The Dead Coconut Club, it was sorority, witchy theme. After that, went to the washroom, and then I went straight to HHN. When I got there, it was 5. They opened HHN early, I would say. It was around 5:30. Yeah, 5:30, 5. Yeah, I was correct. Between 5:30 and 5:50 is when they start the announcement, oh, well, HHN, and then I was near the front. Here's the thing. I'm short. I'm not a tall girl. I could not see. So, like, if there was, what I heard was the guy from El Artista, I forget what his name is, he was speaking. I don't know if you could see him if you were way in the front, but I could not see him at all. So, maybe, but I did not see. If anyone has, like, footage at all, because I haven't seen footage of the open ceremonies, of that, send it my way, because I would love to see it. Because I could not see it at all. I just heard it. So, like I said, between 5:30 and, okay, I would say more, not 5:50, between 5:15, I'll go like that, 5:17 to 5:30, the ceremonies start. And by the way, the ticketed time for HHN to start is 6:30. It was a ceremony. After that, went bloop to Jason. Jason, when I got in line to Jason, it opened at 6. That was my first house. And so I'm going to review Jason. And I'm going to go in order of the houses I liked, the houses I did not like. Okay, so for me, with Jason, because I did make notes, I thought it was a good house. Especially the second half of the house. Okay, so it was connected. You were one south stage to another south stage or curtain, one of those things. When you went to the second half, it was completely pitch black. You saw nothing. You couldn't see anything. You were going through. So, and then they start scaring you. And you're like, ah! I didn't want a high-pitched scream for you guys. And they get you because it's pitch black. You can't see anything. And people are scaring you. So, that was great. It was near the Fast and the Furious. Okay, now here's the next house I went to, and I'll do my ratings later, was Dolls. And someone, I have no loyalties to Universal, I have loyalties to Disney. Someone called Disney because the girl that is tormenting her dolls and making them look demented and stuff like that, it seemed like Toy Story, like Sid from Toy Story, or Sid's daughter. Like, that was like messed up. By the way, so I went to the first two houses by myself. My friend was meeting me up with me later. She saw some houses before, and when she got there, she didn't see Dolls. She hadn't went to the Dolls house, so I went with her to the Doll house. So I did Dolls twice, and then I'll tell you why I was okay with doing Dolls twice, or doing a house I did twice in a second. So the next house I did was Garland. It was good. I had Until Dawn vibes, especially since it was like wintery and things like that. I was getting like oh my goodness, the monsters from Until Dawn. Oh my goodness gracious. Give me a moment.
Wendigo. See, my brain was working. I got Wendigo with some of the monsters. I was like, oh, it looks like a Wendigo. And me and my bestie were like, oh my gosh, this is like Until Dawn, Wendigos. Good House. After that, we went to see Nightmare Fuel. Good as always. If you're of age, it's a little sexy rest day. It's good out there. It was the same story as last year. The only difference is, spoiler alert, the guy didn't save the girl last year. Horrible. Let her die. Terrible. Hate him. This year, he saved her. Good guy. And she lived. So that was the only difference. Then went to Hatchet and Chains. This was good. It was scary. It was spooky. It was good. It gave very old Western. I'm not gonna say, kind of like red neck ish. I've heard other people say this, so that's why I'm saying it. Redneck. I've heard other people describe it as redneck ish vibes, like old timey, and I agree. It was good. It was creepy. Great scares. Gray House overall. I liked that one. It was on my top. And then my friend had to go. My next house was LRT. Beautiful house. Beautiful house. Everything about the house I liked. Great scares. There's nothing I have to complain about the house. Really good. I loved it. The monsters were great. Everything good. Then I went to, I keep forgetting the name of this house. And what I put it, to label like my thoughts and stuff like that, I put it as grave, but the name of the house, give me a second here, my friends, is called Grave of Flesh, but I call it grave, like graveyard. So a lot of people don't get this house. There's a YouTube video on telling you about this house on Universal's page, and basically you're in a cemetery. There's flesh-eating monsters going to kill you that eat dead bodies to survive, and you're literally dead because you fall, like you have to feed the monsters for them to not kill you. If you fall into that specific hole where the monsters is, you're dead. So it's really cool. You see you're in the cemetery. The people are trying to warn you to not go there. Monsters are attacking you. This is another house that I thought, okay, Until Dawn. Like, because Until Dawn, you have monsters chasing you, trying to kill you. Overall, another really good house. The next house. Okay, before I get to that, let me go back to Nightmare Fuel. So I work in a performing arts center, and for especially when we have Broadway productions, you're not allowed to film. It's forbidden. I know that. I wouldn't even try to like film for Broadway productions or any like production like that. In my peripheral vision, I saw someone constantly taking pictures and videotaping, and I'm like, so you did not hear what they said. It's a thing like to like, I'll take a picture with something like with a sign because you got excited and you want to see the thing and you didn't know that it's it was like part of like the, you can't take pictures anymore. But when they're verbally, unless you
or death, right? If you hear that they cannot, you cannot take pictures or videotape, you should follow those rules. And then another thing with Nightmare Fuel is the the guy that they have every year that can do acrobats and is double jointed, and I can't think of the name right now, and can twist his body around. Contortionist was amazing. He did a great job, as always. Great job overall. Fantastic. So that's my PSA on that. So before, the next houses that I'm going to talk to you about are the houses that I was not excited about, did not want to go to. And before I get that, I saw the Lagoons show, which is called, I want to make sure I get the correct name for you guys and not butcher it or like do a abbreviation of it. Haunt of Phonic. It was really good. I saw bits and bobs of it, and I'm gonna tell you, if I didn't do Dolls Twice, I would have watched Hall of Phonic entirely, and I'll continue it more in a second. So I did all the scare zone except for the masquerades with dance. Club Horror was a jam. It was fun. I'm gonna do the scare zones right now. Sorry. I didn't do the masquerade vampire one. I never get a chance. See, my thing is, any scares, I always end up going to 4 out of 5 scare zones or whatever the max is, 1 minus it. And it's always the one on the right when you're entering HHN or Universal, whichever you want to call it. Because you have 2 paths. You can go straight and go to the main one, or you can go right. And right, last year, right was, and I went twice. And I was like, hopefully I'll go to the Dark Zodiac, which is the only Sarah zone I missed both nights, and it was on the right, and the masquerade one was on the right, and there was no way, especially since I was doing one night, I ended up going on the right. So all the I saw the zombies at Mel's. They did great. The crazy cat lady, it was drizzling a little bit, so they weren't out, but I saw later. But like her whole bit with the cats, amazing. The muted zombies talking to the civilians, be like, watch out, don't let them bite you. Great job. The Origins of Horror. That one, I would say that's my least favorite, because all you really see is like the VIPs and then their statues of that. So that, other than that, like that one's like eh. I wish I didn't see that and saw the masquerade one. Club Horror, a party. All right, so now let's get into the food. I did have one food item this year. There was not any food that I really wanted, except for the tomat. It in the El Artista booth near El Bamba, and if you guys didn't know, it's supposed to be served cold. It was really good, very delicious. I'm trying to get my receipt. I save my receipts. I usually throw them out. But for this video, for this podcast, I kept it. So let me tell you what I got, because I actually also got a drink, because I'm not going to just eat something without drinking something with it as well. Yes, I got the right receipt. Okay, so I got, I opened the wrong receipt. I got the drink that I got. Okay, so I got the sorry if I pronounce this badly. I'm not the best at Spanish. Pan con tomate. It really good. It's a piece of bread, cheese, tomato. Really, really good. Delicious. That was $7.99. And then I got the mocktail called No Bruise Brew. I saw some videos saying because it's a zero proof that they ask for your ID because it might contain alcohol, so they have to see your ID to make sure you're at least 18. But I didn't get carded or anything, and I look like a baby. I look literally 16. So maybe they stopped doing that, or I didn't taste any alcohol or anything. But both were good. I wanted to get something in that booth, and I didn't want sangria. And then the next drink that I got was the Phantom Punch. This was really good. There was another drink I got too. And let me see if I have a picture of that. Hopefully I do. Give me a moment. Do 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 do. So the Phantom Punch, it had something I really like, which was dragon fruit. I love drinks with dragon fruit. I'm a sweet drink person. There we go. Got it. I'm a sweet drink person, so I really love sweet drinks. So I got the first one when I got into the park was the Phantom Punch. It's New Amsterdam Vodka, 360 Vodka, Sorrento Lemon, Triple Sec, Orange Cranberry Juice, and Dragon Fruit Syrup and Simple Syrup. And I got that for $14. Really good. The other drink I got was the Deadly Nice Stand, which had traditional Blanco, tequila, lime juice, grapefruit juice, pomegranate simple, and blue carousel. And I liked, and my best friend and both of us agree, the Phantom Punch better than the Deadly Nightstand. So the drink that had dragon fruit better than the one that had grapefruit. And the thing is with me is, maybe it was that night, or no, I'm not, maybe it's because I wasn't thinking of it, because one of my friends told me, maybe if you're not thinking like, oh, this drink has vodka, then you're not gonna. Vodka sometimes doesn't. Tequila is my best friend. She doesn't make me wanna throw up or like feel queasy or anything. But vodka, sometimes she could be my enemy and not nice to me and make me feel not the greatest.
Right.
So, I think because I had multiple different drinks that different things in it, and it wasn't that it was fine, but yes. But overall, like, what I would say is my drinks that had grape juice at, that's right, my drinks that had, what I would say in total is my drinks that had dragon fruit were my favorites in HHN. Both, all of them are sweet, but the ones with dragon fruit tasted better to me in general. So, let's get into the last four houses. The ones that I was not really interested in going to see. And at this time, when I went to go to the house, it was, right now, it was like between, the end of, like, it was 11 o'clock. And I have these four houses. The waits were very low. The only house that literally was still high, like an hour, everything was like 30. Like when I went to El Artista, all the houses, which was like 10, all the houses were between, were like 45 minutes. Except for Terrifier, which was an hour. And I stayed an hour the whole night. After I did El Artista and Grave of Flesh, WWE was 15. WWE was 15. And Fallout was 30, and then Freddy was 30, and then, like I said, Fallout was an hour, and it never went down to an hour. Never went down to an hour. I'm just gonna let you guys know, like, I'll go up way higher, but it will never go under an hour. Alright, so let's go to WWE. I'm going, like I said, WWE, Fallout, 5 Nights, and Terrifier, those were the houses that if I had one night, not going. But to review for you guys, I went to them. Especially, except for Terrifier. I'll get to that later. But WWE, I'm not a wrestling fan. I don't care for it. If you're a wrestling fan, you would like it. I'll just do it this way. You would like it. Overall, I'm going to say the bad stuff about this house. So, I was in front of a family, okay? I was in front of the family. And there's going to be other things that I'm going to talk to you about later on. I was in front of a family. And the dad pissed me off. And if I was this woman's... Oh, sorry. If I was this woman, or if I was this man's wife or daughter, I'd be pissed off at him. We're in a... And this happened in the house, which is why it pissed me off. We're in this house. We're in a horror house. Oh, sorry. We're in a haunted house where people are coming at you, staring at you. This a-hole, and I'm going to call him an a-hole, and I'm not apologizing for it because I feel like this is a-hole behavior. Scare actors are not, like, unless it's, like, there's multiple
there's some houses that there's multiple Jasons or there's multiple like things, scary things going at you constantly. But like there was like part, you go into the house, he like you don't see any attendant or anything. He would go to his wife, whoo, and she would scream, like scare her. Then, 2 seconds later, or a couple minutes later, like a scare actor would scare her. And then he would do the same thing to his daughter, like a couple minutes, or a couple seconds before, you know, a scare actor would scare you. And he would go to his daughter and go, bah! And she would scream. And then after that, a scare actor would make his daughter scream. And I'm like, you a-hole, why would you do that? They're already going to get scared. Why are you such a horrible person to, like, be scaring your wife and daughter? They're already going to get scared. Already in the house, and you are doing that knowing that they're easily scared. That you're just terrible like that. If you're a partner and you're going to a haunted house or a Halloween event where they're gonna get scared, HHN, Hollow Scream, other events like that, and you're like scaring them, or you think it's funny to scare people when they're gonna get scared already, you're mean. All right, you're mean. Let the scare actors do their job and scare them. You don't have to additionally scare them, because to be honest with you, some people come to Horror Nights on a first date, some you're gonna get like yelled at or smacked, like by your friends or your significant other or your family member, and I think you deserve it, because that's just horrible, terrible behavior, and it annoyed me. And I'm not even like related to you or like a significant other of you. For me, like I don't get scared easily, but if like a guy like was trying to do that to me, I'd be pissed off. So I bet they were too at him, really. Because he thought it was funny. It's not funny. Stop doing it. And I didn't say anything. Because he would probably be like, my room is da-da-da. But like, seriously, that was a-hole behavior. You are the worst ever. Like, don't do that. And this is a PSA. Don't do that to people. Don't be an a-hole. Because that's just terrible. But overall, the house, if you're a WWE fan, you will like it. I forget what his name is, but the guy in the Wyatt family that died, great tribute. The story they had in head, it was really good. Good house. Yeah, I put that. Fallout. I didn't really put anything in there. I was trying to put it. Didn't really. Again, I'm not a gamer. The last two, Fallout and Five Nights at Freddy's. I've heard they took this Fallout and Five Nights at Freddy's. I've heard Five Nights at Freddy's, and I'll get that to you in a second. I've never heard of Fallout. Knew it was a video game. Then it turned into a TV show. If you're into the video game and the TV show, you'll like it. You'll appreciate it. For me, I'm like, I don't know what's going on. I don't really care. Same with like WWE. I'm like, I'm not a WWE fan, so I don't really care. But it was a good scary house. With Fallout, I'm like, I didn't really think it was that like scary. If like again, if you're a fan of the game or the movies, if you're a fan of the show and the video game, I think you will appreciate it. If you're not, last, and I'll tell you why it was my last house in a minute. Five Nights at Freddy's. I've heard of the video game, never played it. The animatronics in that house were great. This house was not scary at all. This is a video game, and now there's a movie, and there's gonna be a second movie. If you're a Five Nights at Freddy fan of the movie or a video game, you'll like it. For me personally,
I was like, okay, one and done, did it.
Like, and so I did 9 out of 10 houses. And like I said, I did those twice. If I did not do those twice, I would have been able to do Terrifier, which would have been my last house. And that's how you do it. You can do all 10 houses. And Nightmare Fuel without Fast Pass or Express or RIP Tour and everything like that. Why I did those twice? I didn't want to do Terrifier. I saw Terrifier, like, I saw the house when I watched Molly. I was like, ew, it's gross, this is disgusting, this is disturbing. Never watched the movie because it's too gory, too gross, too horrific, too... no, I would puke, couldn't be able to eat. Nothing about this house I didn't want to do. If I did the house, I would do the drive path. I don't care. I saw, if you do the drive path, R gives you, like, why are you doing that? And I'm like, I would probably be say something, be like, because you're disgusting or something. Or because I'm going this way. Leave me alone. Anyway, I didn't want to go to that house. So even if I didn't do Dolls twice, I would not have done Terrifier. I would have saw the Hollow Lagoon show. Take the cut. Like, I would have saw that incomplete. Because there's no, even if I did that and I still had time to do Terrifier, I wouldn't do Terrifier. No. You couldn't pay me money to do Terrifier. I would make such gross faces. I'd be like, ew, what's wrong with you? Why are you doing that? Like, probably stuff that would probably get me kicked out of the house. So, now, and by stuff that would get me kicked out of the house, I mean, like, ew, gross, Art, what's wrong with you? Ew, Art, that's disgusting. No, go away. No, I'm not going to go that way. Like, you're a terrible human being. But maybe that, me saying that wouldn't get me kicked out. But, no, there's no way I would. I had, like, a friend, but I was like, do Terrifier. I'm like, no, I'm not doing it. I would do anything to not do Terrifier. I think what I probably would have done is, like, if I still had time after, even if I did the water show and I still had time, Terrifier, I would probably, like, try other foods, try other drinks, and give those a try. That I would do anything to not do Terrifier. But what I saw from the shows that I saw from watching Molly was, and what I heard was, in preview nights for the team members, they used so much water that it flooded, so they used less water on the wet path. So you still get wet, but not as much. I've heard that it might smell, might not smell. And I'm like, no, I'm not dealing with that right now. So, yeah. So, that's how you do all 10 houses. Again, I could have done all 10. But that's an official way how you can do HHN in one night. Last year, I did it in 2 nights because I drove... My friend was doing it multiple nights and she was tired from work, and we drove it. I carpooled with her and she wanted to leave around at 10, 11, right? And if you leave at that point, you get like 6 or 7 houses done one night, and you have like the other 3, 4 houses left. If you stay until 2 o'clock, you can get 9, depending on if you start in at the back, you get 9/, you get all of them done, 9, 10 houses done. So that's my advice for you guys. Okay, I saw Art while going to Five Nights.
okay? He was trying to lure people to go to his house, and I'm like, oh. And he was tormenting a teenager. And I'm like, please don't go near me. I'm not going to your house. Leave me alone. He didn't. So he was doing that. I went on a Tuesday night. This is the, people say, like, they see children at HHN. They see a lot of children and stuff like that. This is the first year I've seen children. I didn't see strollers, but I've seen children, like, walking age. I would say, like, probably, like, 7, 8, 9, 10. Like, those ages. And I'm like, they shouldn't be at HHN. They should be at Disney for Not So Scary. And then I've seen, like, them have cancellation noises, or they were scared and stuff. I'm like, no, this is not the event for them. I get that you're into horror, you want to put your kids into horror, but no, this is not. Wait until, like, they're at least 13. It says 13 and up for a reason. Don't have, like, your children be scared of clowns because they went to HHN or because they watched a horror movie. Like, no, don't do that to them. Because I've had friends like, oh, I'm scared of this. And I'm like, my parents made me watch It. Right. Or my parents made me watch this when I was, like, very little. I'm like, why'd they do that to you? I'm so sorry. Anyway. Rip Rake Rocket is no longer functioning. And my other tip for you guys as well is to eat before the event. I do that too. I eat at City Walk. And then go over, I get a Starbucks at City Walk. Again, night owl. I am a night owl. Don't stop to eat a lot. That will, if you eat a lot, don't eat a lot during the event. Because that will take a lot of your time. Also, do not ride any of the rides. That will eat up your time too. You'll have less houses to ride. If you want to read, I get that the lines are lower. But it's better to do a day pass. And you'll get to ride all the rides, not only a select few. Because of... Okay, and my last thing here. Because of the construction, while it being down, like, they're taking that off. There's a lot of construction. You're walking more this year because you're going to stage. Everything is further away. And you're going back. Like, I know, like, on the plaza... which was El Artista. You usually go to the right. We went to the left, went back. You're going here, there, and the other, and going weird directions. Like, where the houses are placed are weird, and how they get to it, it's weird, and in weird directions because of the construction. So you're doing more walking. And I'm going to tell you this. If you're not used to walking a lot... Like, if you don't go to Disney a lot, if you don't go to Universal a lot, Disney, both of those, and you're not used to walking a lot, your feet at the end of the day will hurt. They probably will still hurt anyway, but your recovery time, because of, like, how, like, the, curves are, like, how you have to go around and everything might be because of the construction might hurt more. Like, for me, like, it was just, like, a couple hours, like, my feet were hurting. And then after that, my feet were fine because I'm used to walking a lot because, A, I have two sons who are dogs. So, I have two fur babies that I walk long distances. So, my feet are... used to walking a lot, plus I'm an annual pass holder over at Disney, so I walk a lot there when I go to the park. So my feet are used to walking a lot, and for me personally, I wear sandals to the parks. But if your feet aren't used to walking a lot, wear comfortable shoes. Don't wear new shoes that aren't broken in, and don't wear boots, don't wear heels. Your feet are gonna kill you, they're gonna hurt. trust me. I wore new boots because I wanted to be like, oh, cool, look at me looking. And my feet hurt. Not because I can't walk long miles or kilometers. It's because of the shoes I was wearing were new and they were boots. So, were comfortable shoes, like sandals, with no heels, like, you know, like flats, sneakers, anything comfortable. Because you are going to be walking a lot. Last and certainly not least, I am going to rate the houses, what I liked, what I did not like. And I'm also going to tell you what the rating would be if I went, if I did do Terrifier. Because I saw it and it would, me going in there would not change the rating at all. Because seeing it on YouTube, this was my rating and it stayed the same. And from, depending on my friend, like, that I texted, some of them were like, one of my guy friends were like, oh, really? He's a Five Nights at Freddy's, because he's a gamer. So he was surprised how low I put Five Nights, but this is my thoughts and opinions. Here we go. Number 1, El Artista. 2, Grave of Flesh. 3, Hatchet and Chains. 4, Jason. 5, Gulkin. 6, Dolls. 7, WWE. 8, Fallout. 9, Freddy. And then I put, not scary at all. And for me, 10 would have been Terrifier. 10 would have been Terrifier because what I saw would have been on YouTube would have been what I would saw in real life. And I would think it's gross. And then I'd be like, no, I'm going to dry. And I'd be gross, disgusted. Being like, get me out of this house. I hate it. What's wrong with this? So that is my overall reviews, thoughts, and opinions on Halloween Horror Nights this year. And for me personally, when it comes to HHN, again, this is my 4th year doing it. Next year, I don't know if I am doing a recap of this or am I going to the event. It literally depends on what they have. Again, I'm not big, like, I'm like a horror HHN fan to the point like, oh, I'm gonna buy the express pass for the whole month of September or the whole season without knowing what the houses are. I wait until I hear every single house or house that I'm like, okay, I like it, then I buy it. I buy my ticket or September pass after I see Molly do her review. That's when I buy it. So I start going week 3 and I go 1 or 2 nights. And that's it for me. Like, if I decide to go. If not, I don't decide to go, then I don't, because I don't like this, what's being offered. So I'm not a diehard HHN fan. I like some horror movies. I don't like all. So that's how I am generally. So like, I'm not a person that's like, oh, okay, the tickets are on sale, I don't care what's there, I'm going. No, that's not me. And especially this year, food-wise, not a lot of things that I was like, oh my gosh, I want to try this. Also, this year, the first, I think my day was the last day, actually. The first 2 weeks or 3 weeks, not 3 weeks, the first 2 full weeks, and then
Tuesday? Okay. Yeah, my bad, sorry. The first week was 83 plus tax. Second week probably 85 plus tax. This week that I went on Tuesday was $90, and that's including tax. Next week and up is going to be in the hundreds. It has been the most expensive year, in my opinion. So everything's expensive these days, and I am budgeting, like, what am I going to do? What am I not? I went to the point also, like, I ate at home before the event. During the event, I was, like, hungry, so I had the tomate that's served cold. It's meant to be served cold. I had that. So, like, I was, like, trying to not spend a lot of money. So, because everything's expensive. But overall, like, I had a good time with my friend and at HHN. It was a fun night. Had a blast. And if you're planning on going to HHN, those are my thoughts and opinions. You might have different thoughts and opinions. You might love Terrifier. And I respect that you like it. I don't. But that's why we're human. We all have our thoughts and opinions. We like houses. We dislike houses. But overall, I'm going to leave you here. I love you guys. I don't know. I'm trying to think schedule wise. So I'm posting this on the 1st of October. And I'm not gonna be post. I took September off to relax. October gonna just post this. And then I'm going to. The next thing that you're going to see me post, guys, is literally because I did Wicked Part 1. So I have to do Wicked Part 2. So I'm going to do that. I'm going to do in December, I'm going to do my tops for my favorite movies. This year, like I did last year. And then I think it might be one more thing after that. And that's it for me. I love you guys. Have a great rest of your day. Have fun. Happy spooky season. If you're going to HHN, I hope this helps you out. And I hope you enjoy my podcast episode. Love you guys so much. Bye.